Thank you. First, a little background. When this resolution was first proposed, I co-sponsored it. I co-sponsored it so that we could have a conversation about this and for my constituents to get in touch with me and let me know their positions. Even tonight, when I seconded, whether it was the the amendment, it was to allow us to discuss it and have this open forum. I have to agree with my colleague, Councilman Gebhardt. I do not believe that this is the forum for this. My background is I'm a history teacher. I was in a classroom for 40 years, and several years ago, I think it was 2005, I was one of 50 teachers in the country who was chosen to spend 18 days studying the Constitution of the United States. Yes, the Second Amendment is one of our rights under the Constitution. As one speaker said earlier, it doesn't mean that those rights cannot be guardrailed, as Councilman Gebhardt has said. I will not be voting, despite being a co-sponsor of this resolution, I will not be supporting this for two reasons. One of my constituents, Ms. Kohlmeier, asked, are we giving our personal views here tonight, or are we representing our constituents? Our votes in this council chamber are supposed to represent the 8,000 to 9,000 roughly constituents. The feedback I receive from my constituents directly, 90% are not in favor of this resolution. I agree with my colleague, Councilman Napa. It's poorly written. Well, that's why the Senate and the House have hearings. If you are personally opposed to this, go to those hearings. Speak as an individual, as a state resident. Don't cast a vote here like you're representing the 8,000 to 9,000 people in your ward. I can't do that in good conscience because the feedback I received is not in favor of this resolution. The last point is the state is still working on this. This is not a finished product. Council President, you offered an amendment tonight that I would have I did support. I voted for it because I thought it clarified what was in front of us right now as proposed by the state. But our representatives, our senators, are working on this. There's a hearing tomorrow to hopefully clarify this more so that it doesn't do the negative impacts that Councilman Napa so clearly pointed out. I have reached out to my state reps. I have reached out to my state senators as a citizen. I cannot vote in good conscience as a city councilor because if I voted in favor of this resolution, I would not be doing my job representing my constituents in Ward 1 as they have clearly made known to me. Thank you.
Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. I agree with many of the points made by Councilman Foley. You know, before I get into the real reason for my vote, I'm just going to share a little bit because some of these topics did come up. Topics such as the notion that when you outlaw guns, the only ones who will have guns are the outlaws. Well, we don't need to look that far to know that the good guys with guns, the guys who do everything right, that doesn't mean that their own guns won't end up in the wrong hands. There are three gun shops. I believe that there's a total of five in Warwick, more or less. Three of them are literally about 0.2 miles from my house, two of them being inside Ward 2 and the other just on the other side of Post Road, literally across the street. Well, just over 1 year ago, 1 year ago last May, there was a hit and run type of, I think they call it a crash and grab robbery from a gun shop that just so happens to be about 0.2 mile, not just from my house, but also from two churches and an elementary school. They got away with 30 guns. Good Lord. Can you imagine? How many more places keep their guns more safely than a gun shop? And now, yeah, there are literally 30 guns on the street, unaccounted for, in the hands of God knows who.
Can we make sure to keep the topic on the current bill before us, please?
Thank you. So, I think that that caused a lot of fear in the community, including in Ward 2. And that's probably part of the reason why I was getting an awful lot of calls and emails and the like in opposition of this resolution that would in turn be opposed to the bill up at the General Assembly. A lot of people in general have contacted me over the years about the location of gun shops in the neighborhood. I'll keep on topic. I'll move on past that. So, yeah, listening to my constituents, I do have concerns and I share their concerns. But every time that I speak with constituents, when I'm going door to door or the like on this issue, I also tell constituents, and not just on this issue of the Second Amendment and guns, but on other issues that this city council really has zero direct control over. Issues such as abortion, issues such as the presidential elections, foreign policy. I tell my constituents when these issues come up that, sure, I have my own personal opinions on those different issues, but the issues I'm focused on the city council, are the issues that we as a city council have direct control over. So you're electing me, I'm speaking with my constituents, you're casting a vote for or against me, that is for me or for an opponent, or for, you know, you can go ahead and abstain from vote, of course, it's always the voter's choice. But the issues that I'm concerned about are things such as city services, funding for the schools, what level should that be, taxes, all of those different city issues that we on the city council directly have a vote over. And then the constituents, they can of course make up their mind, ask their state representatives, state senators, those who are voting directly on certain issues such as these, as well as our federal delegation. The same voters, they have the same vote for one member of Congress in the House and two U.S. senators. And they can address those issues at the federal level. I think that that's how we maintain separation of powers is not quite the right term, but it's a matter of we don't want our city council elections or our school committee elections or the like to become proxies for how we feel about the General Assembly, and we don't want the General Assembly to become a proxy for how we feel about the federal government. I know that all of that happens to some degree, of course, but we want to maintain some separation, because when you're electing someone to the city council, they're in charge of taking a vote on the issues that directly affect government. It shouldn't be a matter of electing someone as city council because they do or they don't have certain opinions on the Second Amendment or on abortion or on foreign policy or nuclear energy or whatever it may be that we on the city council really have zero control over. So I think that people, when I have those conversations, they understand that logic. And I'll say that anyone who asks on this topic, if someone asks me to introduce or sponsor or vote for a bill that is, say, in favor of the resolution up at the General Assembly, just like I'm going to vote no on this bill here tonight, I would vote no on a bill that's in favor of those bills up at the General Assembly, because I don't think that it's the business of the City Council to be weighing in on every issue that's up at the General Assembly. People can talk to their reps and senators directly on those issues. And I think that it, in some ways, dilutes the power and authority, that influence that this City Council has when we do go up to the General Assembly with a resolution asking them to support something that is directly applicable and directly relevant to us here in the city of Warwick. We see it all the time. You get, you keep getting the same, say, form email, or you see the same people weighing in. There's a dilution effect. If we're a little bit more sparing with what we're advocating for as a city council up the General Assembly, it gets a little bit more attention, it gets a little bit more weight to it. So for all of those reasons, I have to vote no on this, primarily because I just don't see it as our duty on the city council to be acting as the intermediary or giving advice to reps and senators on the items that they were elected by the same people as us to make their own decisions on. Thank you.
I'd like to call the question.
There you go.
Council President, just as a point of order, a yes vote would be supporting the opposition to the bill at the House and the Senate, is that correct?
Yes, a yes vote supports opposition to the bill that is before the House and the Senate at this time.
And Mr. President, also, that would include the sub A that was just sent to us over the weekend, correct?
Technically?
Well, technically, we got a sub A at the last minute in the 11th hour.
You're not wrong. Sub A. Yep, you're not wrong, Solicitor.
So let's get a solicited decision then.
The resolution before you is expressing the sentiment regarding the bills as filed. A proposed sub A is not formally acted upon by the legislature at this time. It is a proposal that they provide an ample notice for their consideration, but is not something that is active at this moment. It is potential for action scheduled for tomorrow.
Thank you.
Mr. Sinapi, Mr. DeLuise.
Can I get a clarification, please? Are we voting on the bill that Councilman Lattiser proposed denying the new gun legislation that the General Assembly is proposing?
Thank you, Councilman. The vote that we are currently on is on Councilman Lattiser's resolution as drafted that's been pending. No changes. This is okay. Lattiser's PCR 5225, which opposes the pending assault weapons ban legislations H5436 and S359. But there's no further discussion now that the vote's been called. But that's a clarification. We are on the unchanged Lattiser resolution. Madam Clerk?
I'm sorry, Mr. President. I did not hear what your vote was. Okay. Thank you.
DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gephardt?
No.
Mr. Kirby?
No.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Rex?
No.
4-5 motion fails.
You want to do a 5-minute recess for the players?
If we can go ahead and take a 5-minute recess, please. Who are we missing? Councilman Ricks. And Councilman Kirby. All right, we're back. So my understanding is as a council person who wishes to who was on the prevailing side of the last vote, wishes to move to reconsider on the last item, specifically, make sure I don't say the wrong one. PCR 52-25, a resolution requesting the General Assembly to support constitutional rights to bear arms and oppose the Rhode Island Assault Weapons Ban Act of 2025, H5-436 and S359. Councilman Kirby, is that correct? You wish to move to reconsider?
Yes.
All right, Councilman Kirby moves to reconsider. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. So, any discussion on the request to reconsider? Council McGibbon.
This is ridiculous. We've already done this. I don't know what is happening here. Okay. Fine.
All right. Councilman Ricks.
I would suggest that we have spent quite a lot of time debating this. Just as we don't go, we are not up at the General Assembly intimately involved in the negotiations up there. We're not even sure what the ultimate product.
We don't have to go through all the same stuff again. You can just say, I reiterate my prior comments. That's perfectly fine. But please don't actually reiterate them.
Call the vote, Mr. President.
Hold on. Let him have his piece.
I believe I was stating a slightly different comment that here we don't know the final product that the General Assembly is going to come up with. So I'll simply rest with that point.
And to Councilman Rex's point, he's absolutely right as far as what I was told by at least one group who is in favor of the bill before the General Assembly that they even haven't vetted the language of the new sub-A, so they don't even know their stance on it, let alone
Mr. President,
whether or not anybody else should weigh in. Just letting you know, not trying to sway anybody, just pointing out that it is indeed up in the air. You'd like to move the vote?
Move the vote.
Second.
Move the vote. All right. Clerk will call the roll on the motion to reconsider.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt? Mr. Foley?
Yeah.
I didn't vote yet.
I said Mr. Foley. I don't know what. Hang on.
Your vote no longer matters.
Wait. No. Mr. Foley says no.
Mr. Gebhardt?
I thought we were just assuming the obvious ones. No.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattice?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
6-3, motion passes.
All right, now stands before us the bill, the resolution in its original form. Given that it was deemed not passable in its original form, does anyone have a motion to amend?
Motion to amend.
Motion to amend by Councilman Napa. Is there a second? Seconded by Councilman Muto. Councilman Napa.
Thank you, Council President. I'd like to reintroduce your proposed amendment with additional change. Introduce a second whereas provision requesting that the General Assembly and the Senate remove the provision 11-47.2-3 subsection B relative to the rebuttable presumption. And introduce a second whereas or a third whereas requesting that the General Assembly and the Senate generate a mechanism to replace lost, damaged, stolen, or to get a duplicate copy of any certificate procured by a firearm owner.
All right, and for the non-attorneys, do you want to address the rebuttable presumption portion?
Yes. Typically within the law, the onus, the burden is on the state to prove that an act or something that you're being charged with is in fact illegal. Codifying the rebuttable presumption as they have in this legislation, it puts the burden on the defendant squarely and removes the burden from the state. It's directly in conflict with the spirit of our whole judicial system. And it's not common.
And is it safe to say that your request about the replacement certificate process is because there is no process currently in the legislation?
Correct.
All right, seemed like a safe bet, just wanted to make sure. Councilman Ricks?
The language of the amendment, is this something that is actually being debated at the General Assembly? And is it something that those who wish to express that in their personal capacity are not capable of expressing in their personal capacity, but instead must have the City Council supporting that particular language?
So I don't know of these things being debated at the General Assembly. All I know is that the language besides what Councilman Napa offered is present in S-734, a completely separate bill altogether. And then the items being requested by Councilman Napa obviously are not in S-734.
Okay, I feel like at a certain point we're kind of getting into fan fiction of if we were representatives and senators, we're having a little mock debate, like we're a mock United Nations. But we're not a mock United Nations, and we're not a mock General Assembly. We are a city council. We have our own duties. We have our own obligations. Thank you.
All right, and just as a reminder for everyone, as I mentioned earlier in the evening, the whole topic of us weighing into state and federal matters, we will be dealing with at the next council meeting when it comes to amending our rules. So what you're saying does not fall on deaf ears by any means, not even a little. Councilman Lattison.
Thank you. So through the chair to Councilman Napper, I need to be clear as to what your amendment is doing. So essentially, you are still in support of PCR 5225, and you are looking to insert into that language, I believe it was two or three items that you want to add to be deleted from the House and Senate bill?
So I am still in support. If we were voting on the original bill, I would still vote the same. However, given the outcome, the alternative would be, in my mind, to support Council President's suggestion of an amendment to our resolution that may have a better outcome.
An amendment to this resolution. So it would become 52-25 sub A on this bill. And if you could indulge me and just read those changes into what lines in 5225 you were looking to add that language.
So I was looking what I did was reintroduced the sub A that Council President Sinapi proposed. And then suggested an amendment to his sub A, which would request that the General Assembly and the Senate remove the provision relative to the rebuttable presumption from their bill, and then clarify a process for replacement or getting a duplicate certificate in the instance where someone may have lost, damaged it, or it was stolen.
So what I'm asking is, are you requesting to make those amendments to PCR 5225? When you're saying to the Council President's amendments, you are talking about just scrapping 5225 and voting on his...
I reintroduced his sub-A.
I'm sorry?
I reintroduced his sub A. Yes.
So I don't. That can't happen right now. We're in a motion and a second to vote on 52-25, right?
5225 has been favorably voted to be reconsidered. So the item before us, so your original resolution is back before the body. An amendment has been introduced by Councilman Napa and seconded by Mr. Muto, and Councilman Napa is explaining the extent of what he would like the amendment to be. The amendment he had indicated was it is picking up with the Council President's proposed sub A with other additions. And so he is in the process of explaining his amendment, which is based on the prior proposed sub A that was offered by Council President Sinapi, but with additional changes. And once we get that all in play, we'll be able to address it.
So those additions or that sub A essentially circumvents the legislation that we just voted on, 52-25, and presents a whole new item which does not include a lot of the language that was initially in 52-25.
We're in the process of finding out the extent of the changes.
Okay.
I think the rationale is that 52-25 as written failed. So trying to find an equitable solution to that.
Yeah, I'm working on it as well. Councilman Foley.
Call the question.
So unfortunately there's nothing to call yet until we figure out the language, but the point is still well taken that as soon as we figure it out, we should vote on it because we've spent quite a lot of time on this.
Point of order?
I thought Councilman Napa proposed language.
And my understanding was Councilman Kirby moved to reconsider the vote so he could change his vote on PCR 5225. His intent was not to come up with a whole new item.
Councilman, if you'd like to have the vote again on the resolution as originally presented, we can do that. I don't think it's going to go the way you want. However, instead, we could work on an amendment that still gets you at least something of what you wanted rather than nothing. I'm trying here.
Yeah.
Point of order. To clarify for the record, we do not presently have language that is being voted on that is up for a vote other than the language previously prevented prior to our taking the vote, correct? So basically, we're currently engaged in workshopping as of right now during this city council meeting, correct?
Councilman Napa has moved an amendment that has a baseline that is drafted and distributed previously this evening and is clarifying further the scope of his amendment. And that is where we stand at this moment.
Thank you. I'll just leave with the suggestion that we have other business before this body. I don't think that this is the appropriate time to be workshopping language. Thank you.
Thank you for your patience. And while I know some people are not necessarily a fan of the fact that we're considering this at all, please be respectful of your colleagues, some of which happen to be very passionate on the issue. So, Solicitor, should I defer to you?
Thank you, Mr. President. The Napa amendment language has now been finalized. So we have before us at the moment an amendment to the original proposed language that uses as a baseline the prior Sinapi amendment and makes an additional set of changes. The changes are to the title in that it removes the regarding the definition of assault weapons. This is because it is issuing a series of amendment suggestions so that title would just be the resolution requesting the General Assembly to support constitutional rights to bear arms and amend the Rhode Island Assault Weapons Ban Act of 2025 H5436 and S359. The next amendment would be following the paragraph on describes machine gun, there would be a new whereas clause that reads, whereas a proposed substitute A to H5436 is pending action before the House Judiciary Committee, and which also contains a provision objectionable to the Warwick City Council that is requested to be removed, specifically the rebuttable presumption in 1147.2-3B. That weapons subject to prosecution were obtained after July 1, 2026. And whereas the Warwick City Council also requests that any bill enacted by the General Assembly on this issue contain a process to obtain duplicate certificates of possession. And the next change would be in the subsequent whereas clause that originally followed, to clarify that after the word as current or words as currently drafted, we would insert a comma and insert the words omitting the establishment of any rebuttable presumptions and providing for procedures for the issuance of duplicate certificates of possession. This is the summation clause regarding what this council is desiring the assembly to do to the underlying bills. There would be an additional clarification to the be it resolved clause that similarly summarizes these actions, which would be that we would be adding at the end, remove any rebuttable presumption that a weapon was obtained after July 1, 2026, and that a process to obtain a duplicate certificate of possession be established. So those are the amendments. Happy to take any questions.
So before I steal back my laptop, does anyone have any questions for the solicitor regarding the bill? Councilman Lattiser, regarding the proposed amendment, sorry.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. So, solicitor, when you say that it would require a duplicate certificate of possession to be issued, what this sub A is not doing is it's not removing the I'm going to call it ambiguous language of voluntary certificate of possession. Voluntary certificate of possession means a certificate issued by the state of Rhode Island or the police department of any municipality pursuant to blah, blah, blah. As stated earlier, this to me is, this is like a catch 22.
Well, hold on, let him answer your question first.
There's a lot of things this amendment does not do. It only does what it was read into the record. So as it relates to certificates, it is indicating that that they want a process is requested to be able to obtain a duplicate certificate should the original be missing or destroyed or whatever. Well, that is the extent of what is being asked in the amendment itself.
I think there's a major issue with voluntary certificate of possession. If you do not have this voluntary certificate of possession and you don't have it, excuse me, if you don't mind stopping banging, if you don't have, the certificate of possession by 2026, does that imply that you could be considered a felon because you can't prove that you had that gun before 2026? That's my concern with that language, and I think that's a big one.
Related to that, the first part of the amendment, or the first substantive part of the amendment, is removing a presumption that a weapon was obtained after that date. So that the two amendments do work in concert of sort. It may not fully address your concern, but that.
So how do we address that concern?
Well, right now I'm just explaining the amendment. That'd be a subsequent issue.
So is there any other question for the solicitor regarding the language proposed? Because then we can talk about whether or not you like that language after, but do you have any questions regarding making sure you understand the language that's being proposed for the amendment? All right, so I'm going to steal that back. All right, so what stands before us right now is a proposed amendment as described by the solicitor. Does anyone have any questions or comments on the proposed amendment? I know Councilman Lattiser has made it clear he's dissatisfied with the lengths it goes to regarding the voluntary certificate. Is there anything else? Councilman Lattiser?
Yeah, Mr. President, I do have a question regarding the required duplicate certificate be issued. In requiring that certificate in the first place, that requires a registry. And isn't a registry outlawed in the state of Rhode Island? To the solicitor?
I am not an expert on the status of all gun laws in this state, so I would, you know, I can't fully opine. I have heard references to such.
Right.
But bear in mind, if it is.
I'm not giving formal opinion that is absolute. I believe it may, but I reserve judgment on that.
Just for a point of order, clarity, the amendment proposed doesn't require registration. The intent of the amendment would be for those people who chose to obtain a certificate, that there be a mechanism for them to obtain a duplicate if they thereafter lost it or wanted a duplicate for some reason.
So I think that language needs to be made clear. And
I thought it was.
Deal with what, but Councilman, it still has in there, that part is clear. But the part where it still says voluntary certificate of possession, that's where I have a problem.
If you have another proposal for an amendment, I wouldn't have any objection.
I don't know how to get that out of there. So I'm looking for guidance on how to just reword that area to go along with what you're saying, where it's not required.
So
it isn't required, I don't believe. It's may, not shall. There's no requirement for registration. All this being said, I still stand firm on my initial position. I still don't support the entire bill, but however, this is where we are. There's no requirement to register as it stands. It's a may. So those who choose to should have the ability to obtain a certificate duplicate if they want it.
My point is there's no requirement to have a driver's license either, but you can't drive a car without one. That's my concern, where this law could circle back and say, ooh, you don't have one.
Okay, Councilman Ricks.
We've got a slippery slope argument. May, once something is created, could be a slope towards it becoming a requirement. But I don't personally think it's a slippery slope. Others might. I would suggest that this is the type of idea that the General Assembly is best suited to debate. Not us workshopping ideas on what the General Assembly might or might not actually be considering. Thank you.
Councilman Foley.
Is it appropriate for me at this time to call the question?
I would say so, yes.
I call the question.
So the question before us is on the amendment proposed by Councilman Napa, whether or not that's acceptable. It's not. Then after that, if it is acceptable, then we have to vote on the resolution as amended. So first things first is whether or not you're for or against the amendment. So, clerk will call the roll, please.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise? Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gebhardt?
No.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Six yes, three no.
So now what stands before us is the resolution as amended. So, Councilman Foley, you were okay. Councilman Lattiser.
So, Mr. President, for the record, I have an overview here. It says, yes, gun registries are illegal in Rhode Island. Rhode Island General Assembly's website explicitly prohibits any government agency or political subdivision from keeping a list or register of privately owned firearms. This prohibition does not apply to firearms used in crimes of violence or those owned by individuals convicted of crimes. I have another text here that states that a duplicate certificate equals a registry and is illegal in a violation of Rhode Island General Law 11-47-41.
So,
I got a text too.
All right, so first off, if the registry is banned, then this can't conflict with it, so it won't establish a registry as a result. All Councilman Knapp is proposing is that a process be laid out for obtaining a duplicate certificate. The process obviously has to follow the law. They can't come up with an unlawful process that won't stand. You're absolutely right based on what you found. And it also sounds like the good news is your concern is addressed by default because of that state law. So.
Yay.
Could you repeat that? Just the and part.
Councilman Ricks?
Maybe we should define the word registry.
All right, you're just being fresh.
Can we workshop and draft some language to...
Councilman Foley? All right, question was called. Looks like we're good for that. So now the vote before you is the resolution as amended. Clerk will call the roll. Oh, wait, so that's a good point. You are absolutely right. Someone has to move and second it first. That is a very good point.
I move the question.
Second. I move unfavorable.
Second.
Fresh.
Second unfavorable.
Motion made and seconded. So... the first vote we'll take, I assume it'll be the first, but we'll see, is for unfavorable action on the resolution as amended. It's very fascinating that we're doing this, given that those pushing that are also those pushing that this is a waste of time, thus making a self-fulfilling prophecy. But we're going to blow by that. Clerk will call the roll regarding the unfavorable action on the resolution as amended.
Point of order.
Yep.
Point of clarification, I should say. So what does a yes vote mean?
A yes vote means that you are voting no to the resolution as amended. You are saying down with it. You are voting unfavorable action. So clerk will call the roll on this interesting situation.
Mr. Sinappi?
No.
Mr. DeLuise?
No.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
No.
Mr. Lattisa?
No.
Mr. Muto?
No.
Mr. Napa?
No.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Three yes, six no.
Having come full circle, are there any other motions, perhaps for favorable action? Councilman Napa?
Motion to move favorable action.
As amended?
As amended.
Motion made. Is there
second.
Councilman Lattiser seconds? No lights are on. Clerk will call the roll, please.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gebhardt?
No.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
No.
6-3.
So resolution as amended stands passed. Now we can get back to the rest of the business. Yes, there is, in fact, more business. So first on the list is the announcement of appointments. Harbor Management Commission, Donna M. Fieldman. Next, appointments requiring confirmation.
Councilman Gephardt. Sorry.
Yes, Mr. President. There were four appointments that were acted upon as part of the consent calendar. The committee recommends favorable action.
Consent calendar? Oh, so there's a, we're going to have to vote on them separately because there's a series of recusals happening.
Okay.
That's not your fault. That's our fault. Sorry for not communicating that adequately.
You want me to move them one at a time?
Yes, please. My apologies.
Okay. First up to the Historical Cemeteries Commission, Mark Brown. Move favorable action on his appointment.
Motion for favorable action on Mark Brown, seconded by Councilman Muto. Are there any questions or comments regarding the reappointment of Mark Brown? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Recuse.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 recusal.
Next is the reappointment of Lisa Corkum to the same commission, Historical Cemeteries Commission.
Move favorable action.
Motion made for favorable action, seconded by Councilman Muto. Are there any questions or comments on the reappointment of Lisa Corkum? Seeing none, clerk, call the roll, please.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
9 yes, appointment passes.
Next, the reappointment of the Honorable Francis Flaherty to the Historical Cemeteries Commission.
You want to move it?
I recuse.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Gephardt for favorable action, seconded by Councilman Muto. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Recuse.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Recuse.
7 yes, 2 recusals. Appointment passes.
And lastly, we have the reappointment to the Historical Cemeteries Commission of Alan Golder as an alternative member.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Gephardt, seconded by Councilman Muto. Are there any questions or comments regarding the reappointment of the alternative member to the Historical Cemeteries Commission, Alan Golder? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
9 yes, appointment passes.
And on the Historic District Commission now, we have the reappointment?
Yep.
Nope, it's an appointment.
Mixed signals. We'll just say appointment of Arlene Chorney, or Dr. Arlene Chorney, sorry. Councilman Gephardt.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Gephardt, seconded by Councilman Napa. Are any questions or comments on the appointment? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
9 yes, appointment passes.
All right, next we have the consent calendar for resolutions relative to bid, 69-25. Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 69-25.
Councilman Lattiser moves favorable action. Councilman Muto seconds. All right, Councilman Lattiser, go ahead.
In the interest of time, I move favorable action on every single thing I got.
So, unfortunately, because my rule change didn't go through, I think no. We still have to actually list them.
No, I'm just like making sure you're all still awake. So we'll go to item number 2, 2024-208C. Item number 3, 2026-056. 2026-057. 2026-034.
That's a PCR.
Nope, that's a PCR as well. 2025-040, street striping. 2025-041, HVAC. 2026-058, web hosting. 2026-054, portable toilets. 2026-038, radio system. 2025-424, removal of flooring. 2025-473, simulation training 2026-040, patch manager 2025-482, refurb Zamboni 2025-486, septic and drain 2025-080, computer hardware 2025-450, coat max 2025-481, purchase 10 Glocks 2025-480, magnet forensics 2025-472, chemical ammunition 2025-490, repair materials for Thayer 2026-039, BCI photography 2026-053, stenographer services 2026-055, more stenographer services 2025, replace firearm. That completes those items.
Any questions or comments regarding the consent calendar of these bids? And there was already a motion made and seconded, so that being the case, clerk will call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattison?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
9 yes, consent passes.
All right, and then for the items that were pulled off?
Yes, item number 1, 2026-029, become PCR 71-25, Lincoln Avenue Pipeline. And committee recommended favorable action.
Favorable to amend.
There you go. With an amendment. Thank you. The amendment is to reduce the line item of $1 million down to $694,380. That is the amendment.
So you're moving
favorable
that.
Action on the amendment.
Seconded by Councilman Muto. Are there any questions or comments on the amendment? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll on the amendment.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattison?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
So now, as amended, PCR 71-25.
Favorable action on PCR 71-25 as amended.
Motion made by Councilman Lattison, seconded by Councilman Muto. Is there any questions on this as amended? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattison?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
9 yes passes as amended.
So next
item is PCR 72-25, collection services and rescue fees. I believe we had one recusal.
All right, so I assume there's no questions or comments on this one? If not, clerk will call the roll.
You need to move and second.
That's a good point. Is there a move and second? Motion and second, rather.
It's done.
There's a head nod of yes.
Muto seconded. We're all set.
Motion made by Councilman Lattiser, seconded by Councilman Muto. Clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Recuse.
8 yes, 1 recusal. Motion passes.
Next item is PCR 73-25. We have an amendment. That amendment is to reduce the number from 120,000 to 60,000. Move favorable action on the amendment.
Seconded by Councilman Muto. Is there any question, or are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
All right, and now as amended, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 73-25 as amended.
Seconded by Councilman Muto. Are there any questions or comments as amended? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
9 yes.
Next item is PCR 75-25, motion to hold till June 16th.
No, you missed.
So I think we missed 74.
74.
Oh, I'm sorry, I jumped. Yeah, I'm in the column. PCR 74-25, brass fittings. That has an amendment. The amendment is to increase the amount from $50,000 to $100,000. Move favorable action on the amendment.
Motion made by Councilman Lattiser to amend, seconded by Councilman Mito. Are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Tanappi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Mito?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
Now,
all right, now.
PCR 75-25 recommendation was to hold until June 16th.
Second.
So we're still on 74-25 as amended. So the one we just amended, so now we have to,
someone has to
move and second.
74-25, yeah, move favorable action as amended.
All right, motion made by Councilman Lattiser, favorable action as amended. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Napa. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Tanappi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muno?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes as amended.
All right, and PCR 75-25, am I understanding it's requested to be held till June 16th?
Correct.
Is there any objection to that being held till June 16th? Seeing none, so held. And then it looks like we are on to unfinished business. PCO 5-25, order on the abandonment of a portion of Harper Street, John Harrell, Barbara Harrell, Karen Harrell, Bruce Moore, Mary Moore, Nancy Stockard, and JC Stockard, petitioners.
Mr. President, it would be in order if the council were so inclined to amend the agenda to insert the word sub A following PCO 5-25. This was a clerical matter. It is still appropriate for action.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Ricks, seconded by Councilman Napa to amend the title to add sub A to the beginning after the numerical designation. Are there any objections to that? Seeing none, so ordered. So now before us is PCO 5-25 sub A. Councilman Ricks?
Recommend favorable action.
Recommendation for favorable action.
Second.
Councilman Kirby for action. Because it's yours. Sounded like a motion for favorable action. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Ricks, Councilman Lattiser. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Tanappi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
9 yes, second passage.
Next is PCO 11-25, an ordinance to prohibit parking on the southerly side of Staples Avenue from the intersection of Midgley Avenue southeastward to 70 Staples Avenue. Words are hard. Second passage, ordinance.
Committee recommended favorable action.
Recommendation for favorable action.
Second.
For motion. Action.
Motion to move favorable action.
Councilman Napa and seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Tanappi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
9 yes, second passage.
Next. Did that one. Next, PCR 58-25, 2025-419, food truck service for various city events. This is finance.
Recommendation was to withdraw as per the administration.
All right, for action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move to withdraw PCR 58-25.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Napa. Are there any questions regarding the request to withdraw? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Tanappi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
9 yes to withdraw.
Next, we have PCO 14-25, an ordinance amending Section 2-16 of the Code of Ordinances to codify the City of Warwick's tax classification plan, provided in RIGL 44-5-67.1 through 44-5-67.3, and based on the notation before me, I think there is a clerical change.
Thank you, Mr. President. It would be in order for the council to amend the title of this matter. In the original drafts, we were contemplating a codification of an additional section of law that is still applicable, but it was not put into the resolution. So the last bit of this reference in 67.3 should actually read 67.2. If the council would entertain an amendment to the title on both the agenda and the underlying PCO itself.
Motion to move favorable action as a proposed amendment.
So Councilman Napa basically said so move in regards to the proposed amendment by the solicitor. Is there a second? I think there was. I just didn't hear. All right. Councilman Muto, Councilman Lattiser, is there any objection? Can we do it that way because it's doing the body? Okay. Is there any objection to that amendment? All right. Seeing none, so ordered. So now, as amended, ordinance.
Motion to move favorable action as amended.
Motion favorable action as amended, seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Are there any questions regarding this? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Yes.
9 yes, first passage.
Next is PCR 61-25, a resolution in observance of Pride Month. This is Councilman Riggs.
Committee recommends favorable action. I'll move favorable action.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Napa. Any questions or comments? If not, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Next is PCR 62-25, a resolution in observance of Caribbean American Heritage Month. Councilman Riggs.
Committee recommends favorable action. I move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Riggs, seconded by Councilman Napa. Councilman Lattiser, any questions? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy.
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise.
Yes.
Mr. Foley.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes.
Mr. Kirby.
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser. Mr. Muto.
Yes.
Mr. Napa.
Yes.
Mr. Riggs.
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Next is PCR 63-25, a resolution in observance of Immigrant Heritage Month. Councilman Riggs.
Committee recommends favorable action. I move favorable action.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Napa. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy.
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise.
Yes.
Mr. Foley.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt. Mr. Kirby.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser. Mr. Muto.
Yes.
Mr. Napa.
Yes.
Mr. Riggs.
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
All right, next. Long title. PCR 67-25, a resolution requesting the General Assembly to amend RIGL 17-8-5 to include the City of Warwick in the list of municipal councils authorized to approve the employment and compensation of local canvassing authorities. Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 67-25.
Second.
So I have a request on this one. Because we learned of the administration's vehement objection to this, and because it at least sounded like one, there might be middle ground, but two, I would like to hear from, hold on, I even wrote it down, but it was
Cranston.
Way sooner than where we were at. I wanted to hear from those other municipalities to make sure the way they do it is what we actually want, because if it turns out in practice they do it in a way that's different than what we're actually going for, then we're not actually doing ourselves any favors. But because this isn't going to become before us as like an actual issue anyway for almost a year, I figured it was safe that if we just held it for a month, we could figure everything we need to figure out and then come back, and it'll be in plenty of time for the next session so that it's not like we're putting ourselves in a bad spot. It'll get heard well before anything happens where that matters for us. And frankly, they're not going to get to it this session anyway because they're in the home stretch.
That's fine.
All right. Much appreciated. And sorry for just bringing it up now. I would have brought it up hours ago, but you were there. You know why. So can we hold it till the July 7th meeting, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
We seconded it, now we're holding. Can I give you a motion? Can I get a motion?
Motion to move. Motion to hold till July 7th?
Second.
July 2nd.
7th.
7th.
July 7th. Motion to hold until July 7th.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any questions or comments? All right, so held then, given, well, assuming that there's no objection to holding it. All right, so held. Next, unanimous consent. We already handled that item. But now we want to add that.
Mr. President, if the council would like On PCO 1425, I guess sub A now with the technical change, we have a conflict between the underlying ordinance at play, speaking to two different things, and there's some confusion with Division of Municipal Finance on that. So if the council were to be so inclined to consent to having the second passage of this item be brought before the council at the next meeting on June 16th, it would better allow for our ordinances to be cleaned up and reconciled with both, with so that it's in a better form with deconflicting things relative to the pending legislation at the State House. So with that moving, we should have a better sense of where we are in 2 weeks. We can certainly update it, but if we don't agree to have it available under UC, we would forego the opportunity to be able to clean up everything in that timely manner. So my recommendation would be to give consent to bring this matter before the council for second passage at the next meeting.
Which ordinance is this he talking about?
This is the tax classification plan.
PCO 1425.
Yeah.
1425. Do you need a motion on that?
What we need is the council to give their consent to placing it under. Essentially, we're asking for your collective consent to have second passage at the next meeting, June 16th.
So is that acceptable?
Move to have second passage on June 16th.
So another way that we'll ask in the reverse, is there any objection to doing so? So, that being the case, we'll be able to hear it at the next meeting. That's an excellent question. Does it have to be docketed now in the unanimous consent docket?
We had moved to unanimous consent, hadn't we?
No, you didn't move to unanimous consent. We didn't move into unanimous consent, though.
We are under unanimous consent asking for the consent to docket it for the next meeting.
Okay. So, does someone need to make a motion then? Or as long as there's no objections, it's automatic? All right. Well, we already went through that. No one had an objection, so it will in fact be docketed for second passage under unanimous consent. So, now on to the opportunity for anyone. Does anyone have anything for unanimous consent? Elsewise? All right, seeing none.
Since there's no further business in front of this honorable body, I move us to vote aye.
Second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? All right, so now we're in the docket session. Ward 1.
Pass.
Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
I have 6. No. Councilman Foley, I know how to get your attention. No, pass.
Ward, I forgot what comes after 5, 6. Ward 7. Ward, oh, that's me. I have 1. On behalf of the mayor, amendment to Code of Ordinance, Chapter 60, Article 6, Section 60-500. It's OPEB. Sure, but there's a note that they want it at the next meeting. Okay. It'll be the Finance Committee and Ward 9. All right. We're adjourned at 11:11 p.m. Make a wish.